We're so thankful that that name has never changed. All power is given in that name. Lord, the beauty that you continue to unfold. God, your mercy and your grace to us. Lord, in magnifying you, the song we just heard, pure humility. Pure humility. There's nothing more beautiful. God, we may not be much to this earth, to this world. But oh, all of God's inheritance is in us, in your people. Oh Lord, we're so grateful for that promise, the gift of Christ that you gave to your people. Lord, let us just cherish who we are in you. Us in Christ, the oneness that we have in your Son, and what a family we are to you. God, you found favor because of your Son in our lives. Lord, we're preferred, highly favored, and we come boldly to your throne of grace this morning. We're so thankful for what we've already received. God, help us to be still and to continue to drink from that cup of salvation which you have freely given. We commit everything to you today, every life here. May you be magnified. May your Spirit, who you have sent to come to dwell in us, anoint to worship you in spirit and in truth. In Jesus' name, amen. Oh, amen. It is so wondrous to gather together with hearts of like precious faith in the name above all names. Praise God. Open your Bibles with me this morning. We're going to the book of Genesis. We're going to be reading in the 6th chapter. Brother Noah. What a dear brother. What a wonderful testimony of the faithfulness of God, His wondrous grace, brought through this dear life. We'll begin reading from the first verse of the 6th chapter. And it came to pass, when men began to multiply on the face of the earth, and daughters were born unto them, that the sons of God saw the daughters of men, that they were fair, and they took them wives of all which they chose. And the Lord said, My spirit shall not always strive with man, for that he also is flesh, yet his days shall be 120 years. He sure cut it back then, didn't he? There were giants in the earth in those days. And also after that, when the sons of God came in unto the daughters of men, and they bare children to them, the same became mighty men, which were of old, men of renown. And God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. And it repented the Lord that he had made man on the earth, and it grieved him at his heart. And the Lord said, I will destroy man whom I have created from the face of the earth, both man and beast and the creeping thing, and the fowls of the air, for it repenteth me that I have made them. But Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. These are the generations of Noah. Noah was a just man and perfect in his generations. And Noah walked with God. And Noah begat 3 sons, Shem, Ham, and Japheth. The earth also was corrupt before God. And the earth was filled with violence. And God looked upon the earth, and behold, it was corrupt. For all flesh had corrupted his way upon the earth. And God said unto Noah, The end of all flesh is come before me. For the earth is filled with violence through them. And behold, I will destroy them with the earth. Make thee an ark of gopher wood. And I'd like you to go over to the 22nd verse with me. And it said, Thus did Noah. according to all that God commanded him, so did he. Now, as we begin this study today, I'd like us to get a real good picture of what was going on here. Man had populated the earth at this time, about 1600 years. There was probably at least 1 billion people upon the earth at this time. And most estimates mean maybe even quite a bit more. There were many advances. Man had thrived. God had allowed him to understand many things. Advances in metals, carpentry, as we're going to see today, shipbuilding, trade, a very advanced society, so advanced that man became completely occupied with man, that he completely departed from any thought of God, as it said there in the 5th verse, every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. Does that sound familiar? Huh? Does that ring a bell? Yet even while all this was going on, Noah found grace. Noah found grace. Praise God. Grace found him in the eyes of God and walked with God. And God tells him the end of flesh is coming. So simply, go build the ark. Go on now, go build that ark. And you and your household shall be saved. Now, it's pretty amazing. God didn't send him out there. The flood's coming. Go testify to everybody else. Did he? He said, wait a second. Go get all your sons and you need to go missionary all throughout the world. Now, he said the same thing that he's saying today. Go build the ark. This is a precious time we live in, brothers and sisters. Go build the ark. Can you still hear it? Can you hear him say to you, go build the ark? You say, brother, what are you talking about? That was for Noah. And I'm telling you, you better wake up. The ark is playing itself out in such a wondrous way. The story is so similar. Jesus, the ark, is coming. And just like those precious 8. And there were 8 of them. Noah, his wife, his 3 sons, and their 3 wives. 8. 8, the number of the bride. And let me tell you something. She is building the ark today. He is building the ark in her today. She is living a life all he has commanded. She's living a life of, I have kept the faith. I've kept it by the grace of God. Thou hast a little strength there, honey. You've kept the faith. Held that precious word dear to a heart. And praise the Lord, it's so wonderful. She's ready for the flood. And you see, this time, brothers and sisters, it's not just wood. It's not just wood. It's not wood or hay or stubble. It's gold, silver, and precious stone that he's building in her life. Now, this was a strange time for Noah, wasn't it? You got to think about this. This was strange. Building an ark in the middle of a desert. Come on now. Let's get over this and understand this is reality. And as even science finds more and more about it, and I pray you don't rest in science. But let me tell you something. Noah's ark is true. Very true. But brothers and sisters, he was building an ark in the middle of a desert. God told him to go build it there. Matter of fact, they think it was in what we know as Baghdad today. We've seen a lot of pictures of Baghdad lately with all the activity we've had over there with our military, haven't we? Ask them about how much water's over there. Ask them, do you think you need to build a ship in the middle of Baghdad? God, you must be crazy. But see, that's how God works. The thing that you never thought could be possible, God says, oh my, that's my specialty. And that's exactly what God did. They laughed at him. They scorned him. They ridiculed him. And you got to think about this. This went on for about 100 years. That's about how long he was in the building. We don't know exactly. But it was about 100 years is how long it took. This wasn't done over a weekend. It wasn't a summer camp. As that man that I flew into and saw there up in Denali, up there by Mount McKinley. These two fellas came back on this little plane with him, and they looked exhausted and all that. And I said, oh man, where did you take these guys? And see, this was the greatest bear hunter that's ever been, I guess. And God had us directly meet him and to go to visit him and to talk about the things of God with him. And what a sweet Christian man. And I still hear from him today. But there he was. I said, well, where were those two men? He said, well, those were strays. I said, what do you mean strays? He said, well, those strays come in every summer here to Alaska, you know. And I put them to work. I find a couple good strays and I use them. And I said, well, what were they doing? I said, well, they were having fun now. They get their fun. He said, well, what was fun? He said, I took them to man camp. I said, well, what's man camp? And I mean, this is a big man, you know. Charlton Heston walked out of the mount, you know. And he was a big, big guy, rugged. He said, oh, man camp is when I take them in that little cub over there and I drop them off with a knife. They get a compass. I tell them in 2 weeks I'm going to meet them over at this point right here. And they better be there because I'm going to be there between this time and this time. And that's the only time I'm going to be there. Then I'm going to leave again. I said, were they there? And he said, you betcha. He said, are they hungry? I said, well, look at them. Well, brothers and sisters, let me tell you something. We're in man of God camp. We are. God has fully supplied us. He didn't just place us out here with no help. See, they had a knife. We've got a sword. Isn't that awesome? And he's given us a specific time. Matter of fact, it's called the hour you think not. Do you have that on a watch? It's not on here. It's right in here. And you know when the hour you think not is? All the time. It's just loving his appearing. Just like that bride. See, the Jewish custom used to be, there she was and she'd wait for her husband to come. You know that. And what he would do, because they thought it was always kind of funny to do this. Her groom would come, usually in the middle of the night. And he'd wake her up to go. And so the custom was that she would even go to bed with her clothes on. Fully clothed. There's so many things in that, isn't there? So when he would knock at the window and he'd say, honey, it's time to go. She didn't say, well, I got to get my bags packed. I got to do this. I got to do that. See, there were some foolish virgins that did not have oil in their lamp. Huh? God help to keep us burning all the time. Fervently in love with him. Praise the Lord. It's so full. He's just speaking to us. But brothers and sisters, this wasn't done over a weekend. And neither are we. Masterpieces take time. They take a lot of time. Masterpieces are made with patience. They're made enduring hardness as a good soldier. Hoping for the promises of God. See, the hope that is seen, that's not hope. Did you know that? Hope that is seen isn't hope. But the Word of God tells us, but if we hope for what we see not, then we with patience do wait for it. That's what hope is, knowing that it's coming. See, brothers and sisters, hope is unseen by the eye, but it's the most real thing to the heart. And it is. And that's exactly what God wants the Word of God to be to your life. It's the most real thing that there is. I can see it, I can read it, and by the grace of God and the Holy Spirit, I believe it and I live it. And I understand again that God said that this is the way it is. This is my word. Hallelujah. And it's coming to pass. Amen. You can't stop it. The will of God is coming forth. It's preached to us. He's bringing it out. As I tell people many times, you're going to ride with it or you're going to get bowled over by it. Huh? Praise the Lord. I was out there in Hawaii and I love to see. It's just like waves of glory. And I went out there and I tried to surf. Thank God I have a little bit more vision of the Word of God than I do about surfing. You can't fight that wave. You got to go with it. And if you'll go with it, you'll ride above it. You'll ride on it. You'll ride with it. It's amazing. But I'll tell you what, man. You try it any other way, go across it or doing different things with it, and it'll smack you. Yes, yeah, it will. So praise the Lord that this is what He's invited us to. But brothers and sisters, the Word of God being real to our hearts. And see, God did this time and time again. See, He makes the way out of no way. He prefers it that way. He sent a little Joseph, a sweet child, a preferred child, a very godly child. He sent him right into the heart of Egypt, didn't He? And He chose that place to raise up a mighty man of God. And that's how He does it, brothers and sisters. And He's doing it again and again and again today. He sent Eliezer down to the heart of Babylon. That's exactly where Rebekah and her family were living. And He sent Eliezer, that servant, into the heart of Babylon to get that Rebekah, that bride, for his master. Amen. That's exactly what He did. And you know what? The Holy Spirit is visiting the midst of Babylon today to find the hearts of Rebekah that live here today. Oh my goodness. And it's the same call as it was back then. Will you go? Will you go? And there's something about that will you go. It's got to be now. Will you submit to me now? Do you believe that it is worth it? Not in duty. Oh no, cheerfully, thankfully, graciously. Oh God, you mean you want me? Yeah, I want you. I would that all men be saved and come to a full knowledge of the Lord. Isn't that wonderful? Of the truth. It's so wonderful. That's what God wants. That calling's out there for everybody. But will you go? Will you endure? And the Holy Spirit so sweetly tells us. Now listen to me, honeys. And I mean it, He does. He has to talk to me that way. All that suffering, all that temptation, all that testing, all that ache, all that pain, all the cost. Honey, it's not even worthy to be compared. That means it's not even worthy really for me to even mention this, but I have to because you're so simple that I got to bring it down into these terms. But it's not even worthy to be compared or mentioned to the glory that shall be, not maybe, but shall be revealed in you.
Hallelujah.
Now hop on that camel.
Amen.
Hop on that camel.
Amen.
And let's go.
Amen.
And let me tell you about my master. And I'm going to tell you, if you'll listen about that master, time will go so quickly. Time will just fly. Doesn't it fly? Oh, it's increasing at an increasing rate. Sure, the trials are getting harder. But by the grace of God, as we abound in hope, the more. The time just keeps a-racing by. And the time I see His face is just around the corner. Oh, my goodness. And Noah wasn't shaken, was he? He was focused. He pressed on. He set his face to the Lord. You know how you do that? Believe the Word of God. Just believe Him. Come on. Every Sunday you say, brother, you say that. God help me if I didn't go a Sunday without saying it. God help me if I didn't go one moment without saying it. Believe the Word of God. Believe Him. Hallelujah. The grace is there for you to believe Him. You can say, well, Lord, I'm having such a hard time believing it. Oh, but your grace is there. I can do it. I can do all things through Christ who strengtheneth me. There's nothing impossible for God. There's nothing even hard for Him. It's not that He even has to try. That's my Father. That's my Father. Praise God. And that's your Father. Hallelujah. That's our Father. But He set His face to the Lord. He believed the Word of God and He built the ark. Now we too are facing some mighty trials at this time, brothers and sisters. I know it. Each and every life that is here today has something going on. Devil's always got something going on. He's got a whole slew of stuff that he wants to go on. But know this, that God had to lift the hedge for him to even see. And even what he thought needed to go on in your life, God foresaw way back when and caused that to be the before-ordained good works that you should walk therein. Isn't that amazing? That's what's so funny. If you really sit back in the arms of God, He's already got you, but just sit back. The rocking chair that Brother Hill used to talk about, that's God. God got me. He rocking me. He rocking me with His Word. It's wonderful. I sit back in there. And I realize, devil, you dummy. You can't even help but do exactly what God allows you to do. You on a chain. You're defeated. You're done. You're so stupid you don't even know it. There's going to be a time when he understands he's got a short time. He's just got a little time. He don't want anything to do with this, does he? Uh-uh. It is written. He flees every time he hears that. It's not just here, brothers and sisters. It's in your home. It's with your children. It's at your work. It's with your friends when they try to come at you. And it's not them that are pulling you down. It's just the enemy. And all he does is steal and kill and destroy. That's all he can do. But he's helpless. It is written. It is written. Now, brothers and sisters, Paul testified to us through the Holy Ghost. He said, you're going to be tried in the same manner as me. Oh, yeah. We're going to go through these things, us in Christ. You too are going to be pressed out of measure, despairing of your life just as I. So the question with this wonderful story of the ark, what's it going to be? You're going to go and build the ark that God has put before us, and here it is. Grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. That's the ark. Praise God. That's how we be ready for that wonderful ark. It's Him. And it's Him in us and us in Christ. And He's coming. Let me tell you something. That ark has an appointed time. It's not going to be 1 second soon or 1 second late. It's exact, brothers and sisters. So you're going to go build the ark or you're going to waste it. How are you going to waste it? Oh, well, I'm building something. Oh, yeah. Everybody's building something. Oh, yeah, I'm going to build it this way or I'm going to build something else. I'm going to build something, brother, that makes sense to me. Oh, I've been talking to a lot of people about that. Well, I feel this in my heart. There's religions out there today that are saying, it's even written in the Scripture. Well, when you get down on your knees and you feel something burning in your heart, you know what that means? You had a bad dinner. And that is true. I am not kidding you. This is by faith. God said it in His Word, and it is so. You just believe it. The Holy Spirit, when He gets a hold of your life, yes, God gave us these wonderful bodies. But know this, brothers and sisters. Know it. It's spiritual. And when it is against the Word of God, I'm going to tell you right now, it'll fill up your flesh. And it will. And it'll take it down so fast. And the enemy will have his arm around you so quickly saying, oh yeah, this is right. Doesn't it feel good? Huh? And sin begat sin, and a little leaven. Leaven's the whole lump. We've been given His purity. Joshua, I'm so excited tonight. He's looking across that river. And he's seeing those forests of Lebanon. Purification is right before him. Do you realize how the Word just purifies us? Sanctifies us, and we wash in the Word. And what it does. And anything apart of the Word of God, it's filth. It is filth. Oh my. I'll try to stay with it here a little bit. But brothers and sisters, something that makes sense to you, flee it. Get away from it. Get away from things that make sense to you. I mean it. Anything that makes sense up here in this mind, you're not going to find in this Word. You're not. The Word of God tells us His thoughts aren't our thoughts. His ways are not our ways. Brother, what are you saying? I'm saying let this mind be in you that was also in Christ. I'm telling you, by the grace of God, lose this mind. This doesn't mean becoming some robot. This doesn't mean become some dummy. This is meaning get the wisdom of God. It's here for you. Yes. And God is not a respecter of person. And yes, we are wonderfully and fearfully made. I understand this. It's amazing what God has done and created in a human being. But the amazing and amazing and amazing and amazing part is what He wants to come and live in a human being. The life of His Son. For us to grow up into Him in all things in that. Do we really believe Christ in me is the hope of glory? But do you see how special you are because He chose you? He chose you to have that. Yes. By my Spirit. By my Spirit. He chooses boys to be kings. He chooses the least of the least in a family to be the mighty men of God. He even calls prostitutes to be in His family. His lineage. Get over it.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Get over it. And the only way you're going to get over it is the blood. You're just going to have to look into that all-glorious, wonderful, cleansing blood, brothers and sisters, and it's there. We need to lose our mind and let His mind be in us. It'll bring your life a joy, unspeakable, full of glory. A joy, a peace that passes all understanding. I couldn't even describe it to you, brothers and sisters, but you have to read this story and think, you know what? It can give me a song in my heart like Brother Noah. Sometimes and oftentimes we feel sorry for ourselves. Think about this brother. The wickedness that surrounded him, the desolation that was there. God told him. God's telling you. Go build the ark. And you know what grace did in his life? He was whistling a tune as he built that ark. As those ones come by and said, that crazy guy, what is up with him? He'd just smile and keep hammering in. Praise God. Every board that they'd bring up, every animal that they gathered in. Oh, sons, the flood's coming and the ark is going to protect us. God told us so. Oh, there were times, I'm sure, that the family discussed. What do you think? Daddy's lost his marbles. Oh, I want to be like that servant that was with Jonathan. Oh, do all that's in your heart. God's with you. God's with you. Because it's the Word of God, brothers and sisters. Know it. Find it for yourself by the grace of God. And go after it. And settle in and build that ark and be happy and content. Be thrilled that God has called you to build the ark. Be happy and content, brothers and sisters, knowing that I'm doing the will of God. Do you rest in that? This is His day right this moment by His grace. And if He tarry tomorrow, what He opens before you, go build the ark. You know what building the ark is, brothers and sisters? It's just by faith. It's just by faith.
Right.
Every breath is by faith. I go to work tomorrow by faith. I look for a job tomorrow by faith. Huh? Oh, but I got something coming up tomorrow. By faith? And you don't know. He just said, today. Just today. I've already got tomorrow, but you just live today. And brothers and sisters, someday so soon that ark is going to lift us right out of here. It is the out resurrection that I'm talking about, in case you didn't know. The resurrection of the dead. It's coming. Praise be to God. God is going to lift a people for His namesake out of here. A first company, a trumpet sound that is going to have the dead in Christ arise. Praise God. And we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the cloud, in the air. Praise God. Forever to be with the Lord. And Brother Paul, he testified and he said, if by any means. Do you have that heart? Do you have that heart? If by any means. That's the same heart that David was going after. That's the same heart that Paul was going after. The very heart of God. That's the only heart that's going to have that if by any means. I'll translate if by any means for you though. Go build the ark. Oh, brother, you're just kind of slighting that off. Oh, no, I'm not. It's the truth. Go build the ark. If God give you tomorrow, go build the ark. Grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, brothers and sisters. Oh, my goodness, I'm telling you, no more murmuring. See, the hearts that murmur, those are the bones that wax in the desert. They really are, brothers and sisters. You see giants out there? Rejoice. You're suffering for His name's sake? Be happy. Come on now. You didn't get to that chapter yet? You need to. Go finish building that ark and be ready for departure. Forever to be with the Lord. I was thinking as Brother Ray was blowing that trumpet today. I get a bit of that glory every time I get to watch that dear brother come down here and blow that trumpet. If you ever notice, before a trumpeter plays that trumpet, there's a flutter first. Kind of blows it out. Get ready. Do you hear the flutter? Come on. Really, do you hear it? When you see these things come to pass, when your heart is crying, groaning, look up. The hour that you think not is coming. It's about upon us, brothers and sisters. The moment that we're going to take flight and see Him face to face. In a moment, in a twinkling of an eye. I'm looking at you, you're looking at me, and by the grace of God, we could take one half a twinkle and we could be all looking at Him. Hallelujah. Reality.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Reality. The next moment, face to face. And praise be to God, it's going to be the life, all that I've commanded. All of I've commanded. Oh, you say, but brother, that's a lot of stuff. No. Love my appearing. Brother Paul, by the grace of God, was inspired by the Holy Spirit. So many things written, so many promises given, so many things of that wonderful Spirit. All put in one wonderful word. Love. Grace. Love me. Love my appearing. All that He has commanded. By grace go do it. Build the ark. Build the ark. Let's bow our heads. Dear God, we thank You again for Your presence here. We're so grateful that You never leave us nor forsake us. Lord, encourage your people today. Let us look only to you. God, let us just worship your Son. Oh, hallelujah. To worship your Son. Let us be a people that does want to grow up. Continue to let us see that it's only the grace of God that gives us a heart that wants to go on. And Lord, for those that have been discouraged as of late, I'm thankful for anyone that's hearing this message today. God, let them know that if you before them, who could be against them? That Lord, even when they're not faithful, you abide faithful still. And that is each and every single one of us, God. You're the author and finisher of our faith. Lord, you have everything to do with it. And you put it all in your Son. And you put us in Him. And I'm so thankful to that simplicity. I'm thankful for that promise. God, let us be the more than conquerors that we are through your Son that loved us. Let us get a vision and go on. In Jesus' name, amen.